أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. In the previous ayats, from the beginning of the surah, we read of the day of Qiyamah, and then the condition of the non-believers, and then the condition of the believers. And then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained some of His great signs and His great favors upon mankind, and where man enjoys those favors, at the same time he should recognize Allah Ta'ala and prepare for his eternal journey of the Akhirat. And for that then, further to guide mankind, Allah Ta'ala had sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and the crown of all the Anbiya, Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala explained the work of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and the work of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was to warn mankind, to guide them towards Allah Ta'ala. And that He is not like a policeman over, or a guard over the people, that He has to force them to accept Islam. All the work of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the deputies of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they do not and they cannot force anyone to do anything, and hidayat is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, and the only way to get that hidayat from Allah is to beg from Allah, to incline towards Him and to beg of Him. So Allah Ta'ala says, after all this, if the people still do not believe, and as it is, you are not a guard and a policeman for them, then illa man tawalla wa kafar, magar jisne muh mora aur munkir ho gaya. However, those people who turn their faces and they deny to accept the truth, after so clear signs have come to them, and yet they turn away from the truth, they show no interest, forget showing interest, they actually oppose the truth, and they deny it completely. So for such people, Allah Ta'ala says, فَيُعَذِّبُهُ اللَّهُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَكْبَرِ. To azab karega us par Allah, wo bara azab. So for such people, Allah will punish them and give them that great punishment of His. And all this, Perhaps we cannot understand it, that severe punishment. But Allah Ta'ala will not punish any person until he will see for himself that really I deserve this punishment. Yeah, we do many things and we don't realize what we are doing. But after some time, if we have to consider that again, like for example, a person, whatever he may be dancing, may be jumping, or whatever else he must be doing, speaking wildly, speaking rudely, vulgar language, and he doesn't even think about it. But afterwards, if he sees what a human should be doing, and that picture comes in front of him, that this is what I should have been doing, and I did all this, he can't believe himself. Many people, when they argue and fight, what words they say, at that time they don't realize what they are talking about. And if somebody had to tape them or video them and show them, this is you have done all this, the person will not want to accept it. Many a person, when people complain about them, you tell them about it, they say, I never do such things. I'm not like this at all. Those who know me know I don't do such things. But if that video footage have to be shown, then that person cannot deny, and he realizes that really it is me, and he can't believe himself that I did all these horrible things. So on the day of Qiyamah, where everything is recorded and it will be shown to every person, as it comes in the Quran Sharif, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Read your own report, here is your report, and you make your own judgment what you make. So much so, Buzurgan-e-Deen have said that if Allah gives me the choice to make my own decision, I won't make my own decision. I'll leave it to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is so merciful and kind that even me myself, I'll find myself guilty. But Allah is that great mercy being that in spite of being guilty, He'll still say, go, we set you free. So Allah is that great merciful being. So on the one side, we have to realize what our terrible condition condition is, and we have to try our best to correct ourselves. Man forgets very quickly in one breath what he says, and in the same breath he denies what he said just now already, which is hardly out of his tongue, out of his lips yet, but he denies it again that I did not say that. So this is the condition of man. On the other side, we are living at the moment only by the mercy of Allah. And inshallah, Allah will grant us Jannat also only by His mercy. Otherwise, we stand no chance in the court of Allah, where everything, Allah will know us more better than what we know ourselves. Allah is more closer to us than what we are to ourselves. So that being, if He has to test us and take us to task, there is nobody who stands a chance. Consequently, even Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person will only enter Jannat by the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha asked, and even you, O Allah's Rasul, he said, even me, I will only enter and be in the pleasure of Allah by the mercy of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So on the one side, we are taught, try and live an exemplary life, try and correct all our sins. On the other side, when we realize we cannot, there is no other way but to have hope and beg of the mercy of Allah ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make us live in between that. Al-Imanu bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. Iman is between the fear of Allah and hope in the mercy of Allah ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us true Iman, which He wants from us and which He loves. Let us live on that, die on that, raise us up with that, and enter us into Jannat with that Iman and in the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.